Hey, everybody. It's on the Charlie Kirk Show. Mayor Rudy Giuliani and Todd Bensman. We talk about crime. We talk about New York. We talk about how Joe Biden has flown 400,000 people directly from Latin America into the interior of the United States. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Turning Point USA is the nation's most important organization. Go to tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here. Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. I am getting text messages like wild right now. People are just blowing me up. Charlie, how can I help in Nebraska, this Nebraska thing? I had no idea about this. And honestly, if we don't get this fixed, we don't have the will to win. Shame on us. Red state, red governor, Donald Trump's going to win it by 20 points. Let's get it fixed. Let's get it fixed. The legislature's in session. We have 2 weeks left. There is no excuse. The excuse I got from one person that's in the know is they say, oh, the governor's a little weak. Okay. That means we don't have the will to convince. A little weak? What does that mean? A little weak. Let's celebrate him being strong. Let's turn him into a hero. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. We're going to go all in on this thing. Because, you know, you get a little frustrated. You get a little cabin fever. You're in April. You're tired of looking at these polls. My goodness, can people say, can November get here already? This is November being here, if you think about it. This is November without November. Because I can guarantee you an electoral vote. I can guarantee you an electoral vote. Forget all the polls and forget white Jesus or whatever MSNBC's talking about. They want you distracted and all this when all of a sudden the Nebraska legislature is in play. This is the most important thing happening in the country, in my opinion, and coming into November. And shame on us. Shame on us if we don't get this done. If we don't get this done, our movement doesn't have the will to win. Doesn't mean that we're going to lose, but shame on us. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. The bill is LB-764 in Nebraska. And the phone number, I think we tweeted out. A lot of you are calling 402-471-2244. I'm sure that the governor's office is loving all the calls right now. So keep it respectful and keep it up. Rudy Giuliani joins us. Rudy, thank you for taking the time. Rudy, first, how is your ridiculous legal battle, what you're going through, is so cruel? It's unusual. It's unprecedented. First, Rudy, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. We're fighting away. We're making small gains. You know, we're counting on our appeal. We think we're going to have it, particularly of the unjust judgment in front of what essentially was a J6 court. She was the judge who lectured all the other judges that they weren't giving enough time to the people who committed trespass. And I've never heard of a judge doing that before. So it was I can't even compare it to a trial, to a show trial. It's silly to even argue over it. I'm sure we're going to eventually get to an appellate court that throws it out. The rest of the cases, I mean, the only other one of any significance is the one in Georgia that I'm involved in as a co-defendant with the president. From the very beginning, it seemed to me he was being indicted for being the president and therefore complaining about an election where you could agree or disagree with him, but it sure as heck had an awful lot of factual irregularities, thousands. And I was his lawyer who has to take those factual irregularities seriously. I don't even have an option. I have to see the facts in the light most favorable to him. And then it turns out we're being prosecuted by criminals. Fannie, among other things, admitted during her testimony that the money that she used, the cash that she used to reimburse a lover, she took from her campaign. Nobody even bothers. They just, it's like, hey, it's Atlanta. We steal like that. That's okay. We're not going to pay attention to that. It's amazing. And then the judge gives them a choice as to which one can recuse themselves. I've never heard of that. I mean, they're both, of necessity, they both committed this act together. They're both either guilty or not guilty. You can't let them decide. Gee, I'll recuse myself. Not you, honey. It's absurd.
You know all about big city machine politics. And so you know how this all works, Rudy. And so I just want to say we stand behind you. It's so terrible what is happening to you. And I hope that justice prevails. And what you've done for this country, what you did for New York, and what they're trying to do for you in Georgia is reprehensible.
Yeah, you know, so the way I deal with it is I'm proud that I get a chance to stand up for other Americans. You know, as President Trump says, they're not going after him, they're going after me. And they're not going after me, they're going after you. And it isn't just me. My goodness, I look at the J6 people, they've suffered a lot more than I have. Or I look at some of the other lawyers here who have been ruined, completely ruined, just for the mere fact of representing him. And we have got to straighten this out. And that's why when he talks about the election, and he talks about the election being dishonest, and I believe he has to do that, because you can't brush it under the rug. Otherwise, it'll keep happening to us. And this is our only chance, electing him, to straighten out our electoral system so it isn't like, going the way of Venezuela.
So, Rudy, I know that you had the opportunity to look at this terrible story of the NYPD police officer that was slain. Tell us about it. It's an awful story, please.
Well, it's an awful story, Charlie, and it's embarrassing also, more than embarrassing. It's heartbreaking because as the former mayor of New York and a lawyer in New York, that police officer would be alive if he worked or lived in about 35 other states, maybe more, maybe 40. We actually are the only state that doesn't allow a judge to consider dangerousness as a factor on release. So certainly had dangerousness been considered, this guy would have been in. He had 22 prior arrests, more than half of them felonies. Violent felonies. In fact, under laws that I had passed and that were existent during Bloomberg's time, he'd have been in jail as a career criminal. You know, three strikes and you're out. This guy struck out about four times. So the thing that hurt me about this from the very beginning, when you saw this widow with a little baby, and this did not have to happen. And it wouldn't have happened if we weren't in a socialist, progressive, I hate that word because there's nothing progressive at all about them. If we weren't in almost like a fascist state where we have laws that protect the criminal. In fact, the guy primarily responsible for it is a man no one knows. Maybe they will now. He's a speaker of the assembly, Carl Hasty. He represents the Bronx, very powerful in New York. He actually said that punishment doesn't deter crime. Which, of course, is completely stupid because if this man were in jail, he couldn't have committed the crime.
Rudy, where do they get these ideas from? I mean, you were a mayor of a major city and crime went down dramatically. I mean, this is the rule of pathological academics. I mean, where do they come up with this stuff?
They keep repeating it. I mean, he said it about 3 days ago. And then you thought, in light of all the bad publicity about it and people acting shocked, and it's one of the reasons why the family excluded as many of the politicians as they could from the wake and the funeral. He keeps repeating it. And of course, I mean, the simple proposition is, had this man been put in jail, either on three strikes you're out or on with a very high bail, the officer would be alive. So that deters the crime. So you can't argue with individual deterrence. You put the criminal in jail, he can't commit the crime. But that is I don't think they believe that. That's sort of a rational, a kind of a Marxist rationalization they come up with. But the main thing is they favor the criminal over innocent people and are creating a New York as a society that's dedicated to caring for, well, actually, first of all, illegal aliens. That's our number one priority because we throw veterans out. We throw students out. We put decent neighborhoods in jeopardy. And we fail to realize that whatever the arguments over the immigrants of 20 years ago that had their share of criminals and their share of good people, this one doesn't have too much of a share of good people because they're coming in under the auspices of the cartels.
That's right.
With a wide open border. We don't know anything about them.
What is the website where people can help support your legal fights?
RudyGiulianiCS.com.
Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coaxed you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew what was good for you. And it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and veggies. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is balance in nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Eat your fruits and veggies every single day with Balance of Nature. I started taking Balance of Nature the day I decided I was ready to feel better. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use promo code CHARLIE to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-246-8751. That is 800-246-8751. And use discount code CHARLIE or online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code CHARLIE to get 35% off. So, Rudy, I'm going to ask you a broad question here, and you're a subject matter expert on this. Two things I get asked about a lot on college campuses. They say, Charlie, how would you lower crime? And that's an easy question, but it's not because these kids live in these academic clouds. Rudy, how did you lower crime, protect police officers, put criminals in jail while still protecting people's personal rights, their Fourth Amendment rights, their Fifth Amendment rights? How did you do it, Mr. Mayor? And what should the blueprint be for the rest of the country?
Well, I mean, it is a comprehensive approach, and you do have to have fairly broad support. What I did was, first of all, I reorganized the police department with a program called the CompStat program, where we were extremely focused on crime statistics as a way of actually predicting where crime would take place and using that as our way of deciding on strategies, assignment of police, because up until then, it had all been political. Whoever screamed the loudest got the most police, or whoever got you the most votes. Second, I worked very hard to change the laws. And even though I had a Democratic city council, I worked with them to get the laws changed. I appointed the judges, and over a three-year period, I interviewed every single judge. I appointed 100. I made sure I appointed tough judges. I wasn't embarrassed to ask, are you going to hold them on without bail? You're going to put the public first. That was really important to it, because even if the laws don't let the person out, and even if the DAs, and we have some Soros DAs here who are an abomination, don't let them out, we've got left-wing judges that are out of their minds. I mean, they let people out, and you know they're going to go commit a crime, you know, before they even return home. You look at the two judges in the Trump cases, they're indicative of a really, really corrupt judiciary that we have in New York. The merchant's daughter, any decent judge would have recused himself a long, long time ago if his daughter was engaged in profit making off, going after Trump, and particularly even going after Trump in difficulties that he had in her father's case. I mean, this is extraordinary. And our Bar Association is complicit with them because they would never accept this. If this were a conservative or a neutral situation, the judge would be castigated for this, probably get thrown off the bench.
So Rudy, I want to play this piece of tape here and have you react. Let's play cut 41, please.
Dominique Rivera stood in front of all the elected officials present today pleading for change. That change never came. And now my son will grow up without his father. I will grow old without my husband. And his parents have to say goodbye to their child. How many more police officers and how many more families need to make the ultimate sacrifice before we start protecting them? I don't wish this kind of pain on anyone. Jonathan lived his life doing good for people, and it's now time for people to do good for all the officers he represents.
Mr. Mayor, your reaction.
It's really, having gone through so many of those, Charlie, you're still not immune to it. And, this one was particularly hurtful and painful, as for what I said before. It didn't have to happen, and you saw it coming. I can't tell you how often I would talk to my prior police commissioners or my prior associates, and they would say, this is gonna happen. One of these guys is going to kill a cop. I mean, the assaults on police officers under the Democrats have gone up like 60-70%. It was a ridiculous number. They just beat up cops anytime they want. The police officers are afraid to strike back because they'll get put in jail. And as I said, in any other place, this man would have been in jail, except maybe California, New York. And it is hard. I mean, I am a Republican, and obviously people see me as partisan. In some ways, I wish I could morph into some nonpartisan oracle, because it is Democratic policies that are causing
this. No, it is. It's a tragedy.
It is, and it's not. We're not perfect. But we do things wrong, but this is there.
A perfect picture, Mr. Mayor. We'll close with this, of the anarcho-tyranny, where the criminals run amok, but you go to jail. They try to put you in jail. And think about that. They'll use the law. They'll use the enforcement of the law against political dissidents like you. But hardened criminals, forget it. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much. Check out Rudy Giuliani, CS.com.
You do an absolutely great job.
Thank you.
Really enormously proud to be associated with you.
Thank you. Keep fighting. You're going to win. Thank you. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. A while back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, Google, and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells. So if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since you used Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Go to strongcell.com and learn more for yourself. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155. Or visit strongcell.com/Charlie. Joining us now is Todd Bensman. Todd, welcome back to the program. Todd, I understand you're on the Mexico side of the border. Is that right? Please tell us about what's going on.
That's right. I'm in Juarez, Mexico, across from El Paso. I've been here for a few days doing some reporting. I should have a piece out in the Daily Mail here in the next day or so, if you want to get an idea of what I'm doing.
So tell us kind of... is the border invasion continuing? What is the, how many people a day are coming into the country?
Oh yeah. Well, there's two faces to the border crisis all along the border, really emblematic here in Juarez, which is that there are the ones that you can see and videotape that are crossing and being, you know, they self-present and then they're quick released into the U.S. But then there's another part where thousands and thousands are just being smuggled over by the cartel. Those become runners and gotaways. And that is, there is an epidemic of that happening right now with the runners and gotaways. We have both right here in Juarez. You can see them both. But usually just the more visible one, you know, where you're seeing them rush in and overpower the Texas National Guard and state troopers. But there's another part of this thing, too.
So the Biden administration right now is secretly flying people directly from Latin America to U.S. cities. Tell us about this. This is extraordinary.
That's right. The Biden administration wanted to get to eliminate the bad political optics of mass numbers just turning themselves in and crossing the border illegally and then getting quick released on their personal recognizance into the country. So they came up with these schemes to kind of pre-legalize the intending border crossers, give them these permits to walk in over the land bridges through the ports of entry and then into the country, or also less known is to fly in from foreign airports directly into U.S. airports. They're using an app online called CBP1 to schedule their appointments, their crossing appointments. And the stories that I've been writing lately are kind of drilling down deeper into the flights program, which is very secretive and, you know, sort of obscure and hidden, and nobody really knows what's going on with that. And the piece that I published yesterday was really pointing out that most of that traffic is landing in Florida, in Ron DeSantis's Florida, where Donald Trump lives, right in that whole area, southern Florida. 326,000 have been flown into Florida.
326,000 into Florida? So is this in addition to the bum rushes on the border?
Yeah. This is a whole other number. You add these numbers to the bum rushes and the give ups at the border and the runners and all that stuff at the border. This is another, 386,000 altogether that
over
they're
what
flying.
Period of time?
1 year. About 1 year.
But so, does DeSantis know about this, or are they just arriving at airports? I mean, it's extraordinary to me. Why can't a governor just refuse them?
Well, because it's a hidden program. They are not. The reason we know about this to the extent that we do is, you know, they did first publicly announce the program, but then everybody just turned away from it and blew it off. We just wanted to know where the airports were that they were flying them into, and the government refused to give it to us. So we sued, and we've got a FOIA lawsuit. They still won't give us the airports, but we were able to figure out a way to point to which airports they were. That's all laid out. How I did that is laid out in the piece. DeSantis undoubtedly did not know this is happening, or maybe somebody told him they thought it was happening. They are not announcing how many are coming in under this parole program by air, foreign airport to U.S. airport. And so he probably didn't know until yesterday that it was just that they're the major land.
I'll be honest. So that's 2,300 flights if you average 150 people per flight. How do you not know that there's 2,300 flights coming into your state? I mean, just from a logistical standpoint, how is this possible? I mean, at some point, an air traffic controller or a baggage handler or a local sheriff is going to be like, yeah, this is kind of weird. We're on our 900th flight. I mean, I find this number. Where did this number come from?
So the number comes from publicly available data that is on CBP's own website for Office of Field Operations, which are the blue uniform customs guys that you have to go through in an airport. You have to be processed in from your foreign flight. Well, you can look it up by Miami field office, and you exclude everything else, and you get the nationalities that are targeted, and you can see it right there that in the Miami field office, which might be 15 different airports, we don't know which airports, but definitely Southern Florida, and the Tampa field office of OFO also is showing a very significant bump. So the entire state of Florida, all of the airports apparently are very busy with this and have been pretty much around the clock. I have been hearing about this from different sources. Oh, my God, you know, you wouldn't believe what's happening in Florida. But have not been able to get a handle on it. I'm guessing that the governor knows about this or has kind of heard about it. And but, you know, nobody, the federal government says we can't release the airports because we have created such a security vulnerability with this program that if we tell you the names of the airports, that bad actors will then take advantage.
Yeah, it's such BS. I mean, but why can't, I mean, couldn't Speaker Johnson just demand the airports? Say like, yeah, okay, this as part of our $1.2 trillion bill, we want to know what airports. I mean, that's just a very simple thing. And let me understand. So these are people that are not crossing the border. This is 350,000 people that get booked commercial flights. So if the Biden Department of Homeland Security thinks that they're dealing with a potential border jumper, which is bad PR, they book them flights on a mobile app called CBP1, and they're flown to multiple states. Is it just Florida or?
No.
Okay.
No, they're state. They're all over the place.
So how many people have been flown into the interior that we know of?
Right. So the what the government does tell us is 386,000 to date of four nationalities only. Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. Now, there's some other ones in smaller numbers, five other nationalities in smaller numbers. But we can tell from the Office of Field Operations data that they've flown quite a few into Greg Abbott's Texas, the Houston field office, probably 25,000 or so in the Houston field office, New York State, 33,000, 35,000 into New York State. Remember, the mayor of New York is blaming all of their immigrant influx on Greg Abbott's busing program. So this should put the lie to that. It's a lot of this has happened. Now, one quick thing. A lot of people think that the government is paying for these flights and are flying them in on charter flights. That's not my understanding of how it works. They authorize the travel. It's a pre-authorization of travel for people that would have crossed the border illegally. And then they're supposed to be responsible for their own flights, which is a pretty good deal, considering it's less than smuggling, right? So that's how it works. And then you are authorized to fly in. You fly in. The customs guys put you through some kind of you know, a few minutes of pacing, and they stamp your papers and you are free to go. And that is what has been happening. Now, most of those nationalities that I mentioned would have a good reason to fly into Florida because there are large expatriate communities of Haitians and Venezuelans. So naturally, you know, you're going to want to reunite with family members and, you know, get work and all that sort of thing. But they're also flying in pretty significant numbers into California, Chicago field office, also Boston, the places where you would kind of expect. We just can't really narrow down yet, you know, very specific airports and cities. We can just get to the regions at this point, but we're still working on it. Trust me. We got a lawsuit.
So, yeah, it's remarkable to me. So then we have like a million that are being flown into the interior, and then how many a day are coming across the border?
Yeah, right now, well, first of all, about the air flights, you know, that's probably amounts to, you know, close to 400,000 by now. But there's another program where they escort them through the land ports, and there's 450,000 of them. You have to put them all together. It's closer to 800,000 in these two programs alone. In addition to them, you have about 7,000 a day that are crossing illegally from places like here in Juarez, where I'm like hanging out with them all day long, interviewing them. And they're like, oh, they're letting us in. So, you know, why wouldn't we come? Caravans are showing up and the rest. But there would be a lot more, except that the Biden administration has cut a deal with the López Obrador government to kind of block them and deport them from the north back to the south for the political optics of it. But still 7,000 a day right now is just stratospheric. It was ionospheric in November and December at 14,000 a day, 13,000, 12,000 a day, unbelievable. Now back down into like a less media interested It seems like the media goes away when it's somewhere under 10,000 a day. And I think that was the point of that deal with the Mexicans. 60 Minutes, Obrador went on 60 Minutes just last week and just said, hey, we might not keep holding them back if you don't give us $20 billion. And he just said that. Yes, he said that out loud on 60.
Yeah, Joe Biden has said in many negotiations, he doesn't want to tell Mexico what to do because they might get offended.
Well, they did something.
Yep.
They did something. They paid them, or they will.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They are the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen-size set of $59.98, king-size for just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times. I want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425. Use promo code KIRK. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size for just $59.98 and king size for just $69.98. You also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code KIRK. That is MyPillow.com, promo code KIRK. When they try to enter the United States, are they doing background testing, DNA testing? What is the process to actually enter the United States?
Well, they'll run a database check to see if you have any criminal history inside the United States. Of course, if you've never been in the United States, that's going to come up as a blank. But they'll check you in anyway based on that. Also, you know, these Haitians and Venezuelans, Cubans, Nicaraguans, it's not like any of their governments are willing to do an intelligence share with us or a criminal history share. I don't think Haiti even has a working computer right now. So the idea, you know, we're sold on these programs or parole programs as though, you know, everybody's like thoroughly vetted and they've all gone through a background check. But in my opinion, there is no background check at all on really any of them or very few of them. And the ones coming in illegally, half of them show up without even any ID. So I don't know how you're going to do background checks on them. So the vetting system in the United States really isn't happening. It's just kind of like fingers crossed, everybody.
Fingers crossed. Hope it works out. The Mayorkas regime says they can't do anything unless Congress, quote unquote, starts fixing stuff. What specifically has the Biden administration done from Remain in Mexico to the repealing of the COVID-era measures that have accelerated this invasion?
The first thing they did right out of the gate is they tore gaping exemptions in the Title 42 pandemic pushback policy that Trump had in place. Families with young children, pregnant women, and unaccompanied minors were suddenly exempt, which means that if you're one of those demographics and you showed up at the border, you are automatically guaranteed entry in high percentage numbers. That's what started it. That was the very first thing they did. And then the next thing they did was they began to eat away at Title 42 until it was gone completely, so that now almost 85% plus, according to Mayorkas himself, are checked into the country immediately upon arriving at the border, and they're released on their own recognizance, which is a new kind of policy being used at this length to this extent, where you just self-report to an ICE office in the city of your choice. That's how most of them are being released right now. Quick releases. That's why they keep coming. If you spend $10,000 and you have that level of guarantee that you're going to get in and stay in, the whole world is coming. And it is. That's what's going on here.
The book is called Overrun: How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. Yesterday, we posted about how the president of Mexico basically said that the migrants are going to keep coming. So Mexico wants this to happen unless they get cash. Is that fair, Todd Bensman? So Mexico is facilitating an invasion of the United States of America. Are we at war with Mexico?
I mean, for anybody who saw that interview and wants to interpret it in some other way other than an extortion threat, the interviewer for 60 Minutes came back and said, "This that sounds like blackmail, what you're talking about." And the president of Mexico said, "I just speak my mind." So it is an extortion threat. There is no other way to interpret this. The Biden administration did do one thing, which is that they cut some sort of a deal with them. I don't know what it is, to have the Mexicans sort of shut down the flow. And they have. I mean, I was out here in Juarez all day yesterday, and I saw Mexican immigration chasing them down, running after them, gathering them up. They're still kind of on it, not universally, but they're on it. When the Mexican president says, "Let it flow," what he's saying is, "I'm going to let off the brake pedal or put on the gas, whichever, until the money shows up." And why is that important? Why does he have the president over a barrel on that? Is because the optics of this thing are so terrible that the polling is showing it's such a big deal for voters that this could be Donald Trump's way into office, this one issue. And so Obrador knows that.
That's right.
Knows this, and so does the Biden campaign. By the way, I don't think it's the Biden government running policy anymore. I think it's the Biden campaign.
No, that's important. That's a good point. Todd, stay safe. You're in a tough spot there. Overrun by Todd Bensman. God bless you, Todd. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.